Markley and Van Camp this afternoon at 2 on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL.
8:14 at 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL. This is Galesburg's Morning News. Good morning. Glad you're with us. I'm Will Stevenson in for Tom Meredith today. Normally, I'm here much later in the day. I'm with Galesburg's Evening News, weeknights 5 to 6 p.m., but both of our programs like to talk about things going on in the area, and one of them going on this weekend that I know has happened before is the Fire Fest hosted by the Oneida Watauga Fire Department. Ryan Wessling is here. He's one of the firefighters and is stepping in for the chief who decided he just couldn't show up today for some reason. But you had to wake up your little one to come here. That's not good.
Yeah.
Although he didn't really look happy to see me, so
it's still early for him.
I also have that effect on children, so that happens sometimes. But thanks for coming in nonetheless. We appreciate it.
Definitely. Thank you for having me here.
How long has the Fire Fest been going on? I recall it last year. Did it happen before that?
No, last year was the first year. So this is basically the second annual, and we hope to have it every year now.
Okay.
We have kind of expanded it a little bit this year.
That's good.
We will be having bounce houses for the kids. We will have a DJ from 3 to 7.
Great.
And then we're going to have Past Curfew. They will be covering some 80s music from 7 to 11.
One of the best bands around.
Do you like them? I've never seen them play.
I know a couple of people in the band. They're really good, and they're growing in popularity around here, that's for sure.
So good.
Let's talk more about what's going on with Firefest in a minute. But first, for folks who don't know, how big is the Oneida Watauga Fire Department, and how busy do you guys tend to be?
See, this is why our chief should be here. He's got all the numbers. We have about 30-something guys on the department. And we run about 200 calls a year.
Wow.
Between both fire and then medical calls.
Okay. So. And, you've been on the department how long now?
Actually, just 1 year. That's why I got the short straw to come for the interview.
I get that. I'm sorry to hear that. I'd like to think we're more important than that. But no. Well, talk a little bit about that first for a minute. What led you to – it's an all-volunteer department, right?
Exactly.
What led you to want to volunteer for it? What interests you?
Well, we've recently moved to Oneida.
Okay.
And so basically I moved in, and one of my neighbors was on the department. He's actually a trustee on the board, and he was – just like, you should really do this. And I was finally like, yeah, let's do it. It'll be fun. And yeah. I've had a blast ever since. It's fun training with the guys. It's fun learning stuff. The department actually paid for me to become an EMT and take that class. So I have to thank the department tremendously for everything they do for us.
Had you been a firefighter before?
No. So this was my first experience.
It took was a little I don't want to say bribery, but a little pushing from a neighbor, and that was it.
Yeah, a little bit, I guess. It wasn't much because it was always something that I thought would be fun, but I never had the opportunity until now.
Well, you've got a little one and a significant other, I'm sure. So that's you probably had to make them a little bit nervous. So when you said, I guess I'm going to be a firefighter now.
Yes. And when we respond, she actually gets a text message and that lets her know where the call is and everything, so she knows that I'm going on the call and I'll be safe.
There you go. Well, thank you for doing that. I know it's very important to Oneida and Watauga and the whole department that you're a part of it, so glad you're doing that.
Definitely. Thank you.
Although, I'm sorry you had to wake somebody up to come in here today.
It's fine. He needed it.
Yeah, builds discipline. So let's talk a little bit about the Fire Fest. You're really just raising money for the department with this, right?
Exactly. We're raising money for the department as a whole. We would like to use it to purchase equipment such as like air pack cylinders and things like that. But Fire Fest itself is quite fun.
Yeah.
I know the thing I had the most fun with last year was a silent auction, although my wife hated me for bidding on so many things.
That's usually how it works, right?
But I mean, I had fun. We eventually went home with, I think it was half a hog.
Oh,
that
wow.
That was one of the big ones we won last year.
See, that's not so bad, right?
Exactly.
You can use that for a long time.
We're still using it.
I just
made some this week with some of the sausage from it.
There you go. That's fantastic. So what's up for bid? At least we'll start there with the silent auction this year.
Well, we have tons of stuff. Obviously, there's going to be tons of those small baskets that you kind of see as like gift baskets and stuff. But some of the big things will be there's a vanity from Galesburg Liquidation Outlet.
Okay.
There's a lot of seeds. So Swanson Seeds, they donated a tote of beans. Then we have Wiffles, which donated 6 bags of seed corn.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. And that was Rod Parkinson Wiffles. And then we have Nutrien Oneida, who donated 6 bags of seed corn as well.
That's great.
We also have, these are actually new that we got, but we have 2 Cubs versus Reds bleacher tickets.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Yeah. So that'll be cool to bid on. And then we also have a steel chainsaw.
Oh, wow.
So those are some of the big things that we're bringing to the silent auction.
So you have more things you'll possibly get you in cahoots with your wife on here.
Exactly.
If you bid on them, right?
I just broke our chainsaw this year, so hopefully I can get this one.
There you go. I could break a chainsaw, but that's because I don't know how to. I really don't want to be anywhere near trying to use one. So, but that's just me. So there's silent auction items. Do you have live auction too or anything like that?
No, not really.
No? Okay.
It's all silent auction. But I do know that both the DJ from Primo and then Past Curfew, the band, they'll be announcing it as it gets close to end.
Good.
I believe that the silent auction ends at 8 o'clock.
8 o'clock, okay. So, when do things kick off? Is this Saturday? Is that right?
It's this Saturday.
Okay.
And it will kick off at 3 o'clock with everything. That's when we will start serving food. The DJ will start. The bounce houses will be there. And we'll even have 1-800 board up there serving root beer floats.
Ooh, love the root beer float. That's for sure. That's great. So you talked about some of the things that the proceeds will go for. I know you've only been on the department a year, but are you surprised at how much you kind of have to keep up with, I guess, technology when even as an all-volunteer department?
Yes, it is kind of crazy what we have to keep up with, especially we just changed our medical direction for our EMS services.
Yeah.
And they are basically purchasing us a subscription to a company that will allow us to have a lot easier reporting for all of our paperwork. However, we still have to go out and get some type of tablet, like an iPad or something. Yeah. We still have to go out as a department and do that. And being volunteers, it's not like we have too much money in the bank for us.
Right.
But I am very fortunate that Oneida Watauga is the fire department that I got on, because some in this area, they're kind of jealous at some of the stuff we have. I mean,
right.
We do have 2 very nice fire stations with a lot of nice equipment inside of them. And some places around here are jealous at what we get.
Yeah, no doubt. I also know from people here that in the building that do volunteer firework that when push comes to shove, you might end up being jealous of one another, but you all tend to work together pretty well if something big comes up, right?
Yeah, and we actually have to. I mean, there's a lot of times that, I shouldn't say a lot, but there's a few times where we will get a mutual aid call out to help another department, or we'll have to put the call out to bring in nearby departments to help us out as well. So we have to learn to work together, but it's kind of like that brother-sister thing where, you know, at the end of the day, we're going to work it out as best as we can, but we're going to have a rivalry doing it.
Yeah, I don't blame you. I don't blame you at all, for sure. All right. So anything else we're forgetting about Firefest this weekend?
Not that I can remember. So basically, it's 3 to 11 this Saturday. Come on out. We will have tons of fun stuff going on. I know the DJ will be bringing a kids' hour of dance, so bring the kids out for that.
Awesome.
The DJ will also be having a few competitions going on that you can win some gift certificates and gift cards from, so it should be a fun time overall.
All right, and again, this is going to be where?
This will be in Watauga on Depot Street, right there in the center of town.
Oh,
so
right.
Basically, come to Watauga. You can't miss it.
Yeah, exactly. There you go. I hear that. All right. And again, it's from 3 to 11 this Saturday. And we also have it up on our community events page at WGIL.com if you need more information. So, all right. To Ryan Wessling, a volunteer firefighter with the Oneida Watauga Department, thank you so much. Thanks again for your service and best of luck this weekend.
Thank you for having me here.